How did you meet Mr. Broughton?
What's that got to do with
it? Well, it just seems like that would be lead into how you met Mark Rothko.
No, no relationship at all.
Uh-huh.
That's no value.
Well, you married Mr. Broughton from 32, and he, according to the Guggenheim Rothko catalog, met Mr. Gottlieb around 1929-30.
That's right. Yes, Adolph. I met Rothko. I believe it was through Milton Avery. Milton Avery at that time was living on 67th Street, my recollection. And Mark, shortly thereafter, passed at the same time, had a small studio across the street on the other side of the street. But I do believe that they met at Opportunity Gallery, I think. Each of them had been invited to show. And we used to, go to Mark's studio and across the street to Avery's studio. And that was the beginning of that. Would be around 1930, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we were married in 32, so.
Well, you met Mr. Gottlieb first. You didn't know Avery or Rothko.
No. This is not important. Yeah. But I don't come from New York. Uh-huh. I came from Connecticut. And I just met Mr. Gottlieb at a party. Uh-huh. In the village, like everybody else does.
I can't imagine what it was like to be in the village at a party.
Yeah. Well, I was going with my sister and friend. They took me there. They were there to go with me.
Could you describe it all, what life was like in the early 30s, being married to an artist?
Well, my opinion is maybe not the same as anybody else's. After all, I was teaching at vocational high school, so that I was not available during the day. And Adolph was the sort of person who liked to work in the studio and didn't want to be disturbed in the mornings, and so Aris used to come, in the afternoon, or he would go out and meet people. But I don't know that being married to an artist would be much different than being married to any other group that was cohesive. I know that Adolph had more friends among poets, young men whom he had known at school, and Aaron Siskin was among those people.
Mm-hmm.
And Young, Leo Young was a poet. And Aaron Siskin, and there was another young man who was a musician. I think his name was, doesn't make any difference. But I mean, that was point was that that's the way things were.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not just a community of artists in the beginning.
Yeah. Did that ever change?
Well, I think a man like Aaron Siskin became interested in photography, and he used to come to Massachusetts, and some of the early photographs were made on the docks.
Mm-hmm.
We used to find old rope and stuff and throw it in a casual way so it looked like that's the way it was, and photograph it. And but he was someone Adolph had known. He was not. And of course, early on, after 1 year in Manhattan, living on Christopher Street, in the midst of all the activity, and in a limited space, one room studio with a bed in the wall. So Adolph said, this is very inadequate, having been accustomed to a big apartment, and I haven't come from the country and lived in a big house. So he went to Brooklyn,